This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A significant winter storm has dumped heavy snow over much of Colorado, and it's not done yet. As of this morning, Copper Mountain got 15 inches of snow, 14 inches for Loveland Pass, 8 inches for Castle Rock, and more than 6 inches at the Denver Airport, where dozens of flights have been delayed. The storm will taper off this afternoon, but not before a few more inches for the mountains in Front Range, with very cold temperatures overnight. And the winter storm comes just in time for ski season and today's opening of Arapahoe Basin. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
A Basin says it will have one lift running, Black Mountain Express, serving high noon, an intermediate run. Not only has the resort been making snow, but it'll be helped out by Mother Nature. A winter storm warning will be in effect for much of the weekend for many of Colorado's mountains. It could bring A-Basin more than 2 feet of fresh snow. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
More than 250,000 Coloradans have already returned their ballots for the upcoming election. The Secretary of State's office says unaffiliated voters, the state's largest voting bloc, have returned the most ballots, followed by Republicans, then Democrats. So far, turnout is ahead of where it was 2 years ago, but it's well behind 2019. This year's ballot deals with tobacco taxes, property taxes, and taxpayer refunds. Highs below freezing for today's Broncos game. This is CPR News in KRCC.